The millage will stay at 2 mills, where it has been for over 40 years. It's been at 2 mills since Baxter County passed the sales tax back in 1982. The council also approved 2 ordinances amending previous ordinances to expand and redefine job classification, wage scales, and compensation plans for salaried employees. It was done to bring the city into compliance with the Fair Labor Standards Act. The Department of Labor has changed the minimum threshold for salaried employees. As of July 1st, the minimum rose to $43,888, and by January 1st, the minimum salary will be $58,656. The council also heard an update on the North Central Arkansas Economic Alliance from Mountain Home Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Dr. Danny Pugsley. The council voted in May to pay $10,000 quarterly to the alliance to bring economic expansion and development to the Twin Lakes area. Pugsley said in the first quarter since the alliance started work, they have seen 140 new business licenses, 260 new jobs created, and $20 million from the new businesses. Pugsley told the council the alliance and the mayor had been working with a national retailer recently to bring their store to Mountain Home, and they hope to be able to make an announcement in the next 30 days. She told the council they had been working with the Baxter County Quorum Court and have 30 acres available at the industrial park for prospective businesses. Pugsley also said they have applied for a workforce development grant through the Arkansas Department of Higher Education. They'll be hosting a workforce development summit at Mountain Home on October 18th. They also continue to work on the 5-year strategic plan for the downtown area.